A dark Christmas morning. I had been sleeping all night and ready for Christmas morning. See, on the day after Christmas, December 26th, I begin planning Christmas for the next year. There is so much to be completed, but today is a day of rest with my family. I had planned this event all year, and now I'm going to get up out of this comfy warm bed and start the fire. The odd thing was, everyone was already up without me. No one ever awoke before I did. This had never happened before. Why did I sleep in? I sauntered down the stairs, yawning a little bit, and then I walked into the kitchen. My husband already had the wood stove burning and the apple cider and coffee brewing. He had our favorite Christmas music playing in the background already. The breakfast he was making smelled heavenly. I realized that I hadn't smelled French toast with apple filling in a whole year. Usually, I was in charge of making it, but this year my husband was being a dear and making it for me. What an angel! Jenna came running into the kitchen with a new doll. "Daddy, Daddy, look what I found in my stocking," she squealed. He picked her up in his arms and gave her the biggest hug. I noticed a tear in his eye. Why was he crying? Perhaps the happiness of the moment gripped him. Randy did have a sensitive side. I stared at the doll for a moment. I didn't put that in her stocking. I started to look around and notice little differences from when I went to bed. But then Randy Jr. came running in with a fire truck. "Dad, look, Santa brought me a fire truck." "That's great, Junior. Santa did a fine job, I see," my husband said as he walked right past me, almost hitting me in the process. "Now, after breakfast, I want both of you to pick up what you dumped out of your stockings so we can have lots of room to open presents." "Yes, Daddy," they both laughed with excitement from the kitchen. Instead of taking my seat at the table, I walked into the living room and noticed how beautiful everything was. The tree was as gorgeous as ever, and it seemed that we had even collected a few new ornaments that I didn't remember buying. I looked at all of the decorations, and something just seemed off. Everything was in place, but there was something missing. I looked over at the family table and realized what it was. It was me! There were pictures of our whole family up until that silly little accident we had years ago. And then the pictures were just of the kids and Randy. Was he mad at me? I suddenly wasn't hungry any longer. I felt weak and a little depressed. No one had even acknowledged that I was standing right there in front of them. No offers of coffee or breakfast, no kisses. I was so confused. Feeling a little ill, I didn't really want to go to eat anyway. I took a seat in the living room chair and admired the beautiful work done on the tree and the whole room. It obviously wasn't my work, but it was very close. I wondered why he changed a few very basic details about where everything goes while I was sleeping. He moved everything. I had it all perfect, and where I normally put the Christmas chair stood a big TV commode. There was something about that spot that bothered me, and nothing was refreshing my memory. The chair wasn't anywhere around, which really bugged me. My mother gave me that chair. Did he move it while I was sleeping? How dare he do this to me? I allowed the anger that was nagging in my stomach to subside as I leaned back in my comfy, big family chair. We all had our own places every Christmas. The kids were always in front of the tree ripping open their presents, while Randy and I sat in our chairs and watched them. Presents! That's right! Where are all the presents I put under the tree? These are all different. I walked over to the tree and read all of the tags. They were all to the kids from Daddy. None for me or him at all, and none for me. Where were our presents? Where was that watch I had bought him? I spent over $600 on that watch he wanted so badly. I know he left at least 3 presents for me under the tree. I sunk back into my chair and slept for a little while until I heard the kids screaming in excitement to open the gifts. They plopped themselves in front of the tree while giggling and grabbing two of the presents and looking up at Randy, begging for permission with their eyes. "Go ahead. It's Christmas," he said. "What are you waiting for, my little angels?" The children ripped into their gifts and screamed in laughter as Jenna pulled the paper off a new dollhouse and Randy Jr. opened up his firehouse. He flipped on a switch on the back and the siren roared, and both children screamed and laughed. "Thank you, Daddy," the kids giggled and crawled up into his lap. "I wish Mommy was here." Jenna started to whimper. "I'm right here, baby." I stifled back the tears. Why couldn't she see or hear me? Jenna looked over at the new commode and started crying. "Stop that," Randy Jr. scoffed. "You know we're not supposed to bring that up." "Bring up what?" I suddenly screamed. At once, both children looked in my direction and started crying. My dear husband held both of them in his arms and started rocking. He was wearing the watch that I had planned to give him. Tears flowed from his eyes as he sobbed. Then, breathing in deeply, he wiped his tears and theirs. "I love you both, and we will always love Mommy. She is with us right now, I just know it. You just need to believe." Suddenly the room darkened and I watched myself standing on my Christmas chair putting the star on the tree. I was wearing my heels, which I knew was dumb in the first place, but I did it anyway. I watched in horror as I saw the chair start to tip, then two men burst into the house. As they started toward me, the chair tipped over, and I toppled forward, smashing my head on the brick fireplace. Blood from my head was everywhere, even on my favorite Christmas chair. It was splattered on some of the decorations, the ones I had noticed missing. "No," I cried out. No one could hear me. Randy kept on hugging the kids as I sobbed. The two men looked at me and laughed. Randy came into the room with his gun and shot at both of them, hitting one while the other ran out the door. It all came back to me. The room grew darker and darker as I seemed to float away, then nothing. I slept until the next Christmas. This is Spooky Boo. If you liked the story you just heard, feel free to subscribe to my channel. Also, I'd love to hear your comments. Go ahead and leave comments below or hit the like button. And if you want to send in your own story that I can read to everybody, visit my website at www.707spookybeer22.com and I will read it to everybody. I take true stories and fiction stories, creepypastas and urban legends. As long as you own the rights to your own story, go ahead and send it in. I'd love to hear from you.